This week's offering from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams derives from her love of food. In particular, we hearken back to her first taste of what's become her favorite flower, the artichoke. The careful process and ritual of preparing this garden delicacy is also a point of familial connection to Williams' grandmother and memories of the Italian matriarch working in the kitchen on a culinary labor of love.
Ask me what my favorite flower is, and I'll tell you it's the artichoke, and I'll mean it. Had there not been a handful of fresh artichokes at the Marco Island Winn-Dixie one long ago spring day, my life might be entirely different now. But there was, and my grandma bought them and cleaned them and cooked them, and then, just before sunset, we sat down and ate them. It was a moment of pure bliss. The air, the light, the family, and the food. Oh, the food. To eat an artichoke there, in that setting, was almost too much. Persuasive evidence that heaven on earth might just be attainable. She'd been making them for me all my life. Family tradition held that on birthdays and other special occasions, such as a spring break visit to Marco Island, she'd cook requests. Mine were always for her stuffed artichokes, though it never occurred to me to worry about the long, elaborate preparations they demanded. Before she could even start to cook them, she'd cut off the spiked tops, bringing all her 5-foot self up on tiptoe to get enough leverage for the knife. Then she'd carefully snip every thorny leaf tip with old embroidery shears. Finally, cupping each artichoke in the palm of her hand, she'd bang them a few times on the formica countertop so she could open them up with arthritis-knotted fingers. She filled the hollows between the leaves with breadcrumbs, garlic, and grated cheese, laced them with olive oil, laid a few anchovies atop it all, and steamed them. I'm sure I started asking for artichokes because they were supremely messy finger food, but as I got older, I came to crave their oddly complex combination of taste and texture. Buttery, leathery, briny, and green. A sworn fish hater, I even learned to relish the anchovies, to delight in the prickly tingle of their thread-like bones and their salty musk. As far as I'm concerned, stuffed artichokes were my grandma's masterpiece. I suspect she was proud of them, too, not that she'd ever admit it. Though Italian matriarchs are often broad-brushed as effusively, extravagantly, sloppily warm, my grandma was a more diffident character. She had the sort of childhood that no child should have, and I think it left her habitually wary. She usually held back a bit, not exactly cold, but contained, guarded. In an Italian immigrant family with more than its share of doctors and lawyers and a few shadier but even more successful characters, Google the Chicago D'Andreas in the 20s and see what I mean, the domestic arts were my grandma's métier. She didn't have a set of advanced degrees or daring exploits, and I'm sure she was daunted by her brilliant and quirky clan. Cooking was the one way she could capture and hold their attention. Her food was bold and vivid and wildly delicious. It was love made manifest. Feast meals at her table were elaborate sacraments, and the communicants came away thoroughly blessed, especially when she served her artichokes. The other thing about artichokes that I learned from my grandma, they're really nothing but flowers. Left on the mother plant in the sunshine long enough, they explode into vivid violet bloom, and even if plucked in their thorny youth and brought to the table before they have a chance to blossom, past that spiny armor, inside their tightly clasped leaves, they hide a meltingly tender heart.